American warplanes and drones have been attacking militants from the so-called Islamic State, or ISIS, for the past week. Part of the U.S. mission is to prevent the genocide of an ethnic and religious minority known as the Yazidis. A sizable group of Iraqi Yazidis lives in the U.S. city of Lincoln, Nebraska. Earlier this week, I spoke with a member of that community, a man named Suleiman Murad. He grew up in the Iraqi town of Sinjar, and he translated for the U.S. military after the 2003 invasion. He moved to Lincoln in 2010. When we spoke, I asked whether he'd been able to communicate with family members who are still in Iraq.
Just I talked this morning with my dad and my mom and some of my brothers. So I don't know how they make it. You know, it was like very tragic. They were like escaping from home to home, from roof to roof, hiding from the ISIS, and they were like looking for them in each home in the village. But finally, they could escape from the terrorists. But I still don't have the communication with some of my family, so I do not know what is going on. But what I know, just they captured one of my cousins and his dad, and just they cut the head of my cousin in brutal way, and the videos were posted in the ISIS web. And they took two of my cousins as a hostage.
I'm so sorry to hear all that. My condolences on such a horrific loss. You mentioned that you have confirmation that some of your family was able to escape Sinjar. Do you know where they are located now? Have they left the area completely? Do you still have friends and family there?
Yeah, just we still have some elderlies, and some of them, they cannot walk. They are left in the town. But, you know, majority of them, they can make it. And right now, they are in the Kurdistan. But, you know, they are homeless, and they are still don't have, like, a food, water, and good condition. So right now, they need help. So I cannot imagine how this is happening in 2014, and we are in this time and in this century.
Mr. Murad, I know you and members of Lincoln's Yazidi community traveled to Washington to protest and ask the U.S. to act. And so when airstrikes did finally begin last week, what was your reaction?
We, as the Yazidi community in the Lincoln, we traveled to the Washington, D.C., and we were screaming in front of White House, saying, Obama, Obama, we need help right now. But, you know, in the same day, Mr. Obama decided to help the Yazidis, and actually everybody screamed and said, God bless America. And each one of us just hugged the others, and we were like laughing, crying. So it's very hard to describe that moment.
How have people in your community there in Lincoln, Nebraska, supported each other during this crisis?
During this crisis right now, just I never been in my apartment because when I go to my apartment and when I'm thinking what's happened to our community, just I cannot breathe. Because of that, each 6-7 families, just we living in one of the home, and just we barely sleep 1 hour a day or eat a bite of the food. Everybody calmed the other, and just we talking about everything and trying to cover what was happening.
Do you have any sense of what the situation is for your family that has now made it to Kurdistan, and what their options are at this point?
You know, the option, we cannot go back to the Sinjar, so the United States, United Nations, and everybody should react fastly to get all the Yazidis people outside of the Iraq. So it's not safe anymore, and we cannot trust anybody anymore, because the Peshmerga and the Kurdistan government, they promise us they're going to protect us. But when the ISIS, they came, they didn't shoot one bullet. And so thousands of the Yazidi family, they left behind with the ISIS, and actually they killed young boys, they slaughter kids, they rape the women. So we cannot trust anybody anymore.
That is Suleiman Murad. He's a member of the Yazidi community in Lincoln, Nebraska, and he is a former translator for the U.S. military in Iraq. Mr. Murad, thank you so much for taking the time, and best wishes to you and your family.
Thank you so much, and thank you for America, and God bless America.